Hello and welcome to our lesson today. We're talking about focusing above the circumstances, and particularly the circumstance that we face today is what we call COVID-19, this virus that is worldwide. Now, when we talk about focusing above the circumstances, the dictionary says a circumstance is an act that causes something to happen, typically something undesirable. Now, we would all agree that this coronavirus is very undesirable. Now, the focus, according to the dictionary, is an act of concentrating our interest or activity on something. To concentrate is to deal with one particular thing above another. But what about concentrating our interest? Our interest is a desire to learn something about something. And so what we need now is to get on with the activity, which is what we are going to do about what we learn. So, with that in mind, focusing above the circumstances, the Bible says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Well, we have those scriptures. We also have the coronavirus. And so we can focus on the coronavirus, or we can focus on those scriptures that says, "Fear thou not." Now, when it comes to focusing on God's timeline concerning end time events and what is actually happening today, and again, focusing is the act of concentrating our interest and activities on something, we want to look at Luke chapter 21, verse 24, which gives us God's timeline for the end of the age. And the focus is Israel. It says, "And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled." Now, it says they, that is the nation of Israel, shall fall by the sword. They'll be led into captivity in all nations, and that is what has happened for the last 2,000 years. But notice it also focuses on Jerusalem, the city, shall be trodden down to the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And so we have Israel, the nation, we have Jerusalem, the city, and we have a focus on the Gentiles. Now, as we go back in history, Israel, 1,000 years before Christ, was Israel. They had their own nation. Then came the Babylonians in 586 BC, and then Persia, and then Greece, then the Romans, then the Byzantines, then the Muslims, then the Crusaders, then came the Turks, and then came Britain in 1917. These people had something in common. They were all Gentiles, and they were all trotting down the nation of Israel for that 2,000 years. Well, Israel, the nation of Israel, keep that in mind. Then we also have the city of Jerusalem. Now, what happens here in 1946, on May the 14th, Israel became a nation for the first time in 2,000 years. So we still have to be concerned about the city. What happened there? On June the 5th, 1967, in that Six-Day War, Jerusalem got the city. Now let's read the verse again. It says, "And the nation of Israel shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem, the city, shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled." We have to be there right now. All of what is happening, whether it's this virus or all these other things that the Bible talks about that are happening, is bringing one thing into focus, and that is we are at the end of the age and the Lord is coming back. He said, "When these things begin to happen, look up, your redemption draweth nigh." So what we want to do is decide about this in a personal way. The Bible says, "According to your faith, be it unto you." Faith is what we believe. Now, here's a test back in Mark chapter 4 of whether the disciples would trust Jesus or not. It says in verse 35, "In the same day when even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. Then we read, and when they had sent away the multitudes, they took him even as he was in a ship, and there were also with him other little ships." Now, he said, we're going to the other side. He's obviously very, very tired. It says they took him. I think that he was so physically tired that they had to even help him into the ship. Well, as the storm went on, we know that he fell asleep in the back of the boat, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? A foolish thing to say. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And then he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Now, put yourself in that position. The boat's full of water. It's going down. He's asleep in the back of the boat, and he gets up and rebukes the wind, and the wind ceases. And I thought this rebuke is kind of harsh. Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Well, they went on to say here, they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Now let's look at this. It says in 37, there arose a great storm of wind and the waves beat under the ship so that it was now full. Now, one thing we know for sure as we look into the Word of God, there's lots of storms. And the Bible says that He commandeth and raiseth up the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. He's in charge of the wind. He's also in charge of the little bugs that we call COVID-19. He's in charge. This is not just happening. He didn't look down and say, whoops, what's going on down there? He's in charge of the wind. He's in charge of the storm. He's in charge of the waves. And he's in charge of the little bugs that we're all shutting down the world with today. And so it says that he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they wake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Now you understand, if he was in the hinder part of the ship, the ships look something like this, and the back part of the ship was raised up higher, and that's where he was. The front part, and there to the front, was filled with water. Well, we read, he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Now, what we need to understand here is we're either going to have our faith at the time of a situation like coronavirus or any other storm, or we're going to be fearful. They feared exceedingly, and that was simply their choice. Now, here's the situation. Why did he rebuke them like he did? Because in Mark chapter 4 and verse number 35, he said, Let us pass over unto the other side. In Mark chapter 5 and verse 1, it says, They came over unto the other side. And so he said, How is it that ye have no faith? I told you, we're going over to the other side. We should never doubt in the storm what God has taught us in the sunshine. Be sure to tune into our next lesson. We're going to talk about the trial of your faith. 1 Peter 1:7 says, The trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Be sure and tune in for our next lesson. Why do you do this to me?